A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We continue our theme for this blessed month of Ramadan. Tawjihat akhlaqiyah min at-tajarib al-yawmiyah. Moral guidance from everyday experiences. A student asked his sheikh about the verse of Surah Fatiha, where Allah very clearly states, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, only you do we worship. O Allah, only you do we ask for help. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, wa idha ista'anta fasta'in billah. If ever you seek help, then seek help from Allah. The student then asked the Shaykh, why does Allah then say in the Quran, in tansurullaha yansurkum? If you help Allah, Allah will help you. If Allah is a source of help and the one you can only turn to help, why does Allah himself say in the Quran, in tansurullah yansurkum? If you help Allah, Allah will help you. The Shaykh said, Allah is the creator of the universe and each human being, khalifatullahi fil ard, the vicegerent of Allah on earth. As such, we serve as agents of Allah on earth. And there's a hadith Qudsi, which is inspired by Allah and narrated by the Rasul, and this is documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. Sheikh quoted the hadith, which is an authentic hadith, which says, Inna Allah Azza wa Jal yaqulu yawm al-qiyamah, yabna Adam, marittu falam ta'udni, qala ya Rabb, kayfa a'uduk wa anta rabbul alameen. قال أما علمت أن عبدي فلانا مريضة فلم تعد أما علمت أنك لو عدته لوجدتني عنده. Allah will respond, O son, O Allah will say, O son of Adam, O human being, I was sick and you did not visit me. And the person will reply, O Allah, you are the Lord of the worlds. How can I visit you and you be sick? And Allah will respond, don't you know that so-and-so of my servant was sick and you did not visit him? Had you visited him, you would have found me with him. And then the hadith goes on, Yabna Adam, istat'amtuka falam tut'imni, qala ya Rabbi, wa kayfa ut'imuk, wa anta rabbul alameen. Allah will say, I asked for food, but you did not feed me. And a person will say, well, Allah, how can I feed you? Anta rabbul alameen, you are the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Qala ama alimta anna ustat'amak abadi fulanun falam tut'imhu. Ama alimta annaka law at'amtahu lawajad thalika indi. Don't you know, had you fed him when he was hungry and he asked for food, you'd have found me there with him. Then the Shaykh says, Allah is the facilitator of everything. Allah is the one who empowers us, even whatever we do, our intelligence, our ability, our capacity. So everything is from Allah eventually. But Allah is the facilitator of everything in existence. And we as Khalifatullah fil ard, as the vicegerents of Allah on earth, have huququl ibad. We have social responsibility to the creation of Allah. We have social responsibility to the creation of Allah. So we deduce from this incident that all authority and all majesty ultimately belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are true to Allah, then Allah honors us as being His agents on earth. As the Rasul said in the hadith, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ فِي قَضَائِ حَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ. When Allah wishes well for a person, Allah grants that person the capacity to be an instrument in fulfilling the needs of others. In other words, Allah uses that person to benefit other people. That is why Allah may add years to your life, not necessarily because you need it, but because someone may need you. Therefore, we should always try always your best to help someone, because you might just be the only one willing to help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever a witness to everything we do. And be reassured of the motivating words of Rasulullah. Be rest assured of the motivating words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhi. Allah is at the assistance of that person as long as that person is of benefit to other people. Aqul أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.